NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past, the era of the horse and carriage, gas-lit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was, and so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, the championship game. This is an all-important week for Yale's undefeated basketball team, for they're playing a series of three games with the University of Illinois to decide the intercollegiate championship. As our story opens, Frank, Bart, and the rest of the Yale team are battling through the closing seconds of the first game.
Head of work, Frank. Nice pass.
Back to Bruce in the bucket.
Right. 2 yards. Got it for it. Out to you, Frank. Got it. That's the way to move the ball. Keep it on the outside.
10 seconds left, Frank. Let's go for one more.
Right, drive in for a layup. Here goes. Get the pass. I got it. Shoot, Mark. Shoot.
Oh, nice shooting there, Bart. That's the game.
Boy, we really took them, didn't we?
Oh, we sure did. Yeah, I thought this Illinois team was supposed to be tough.
Oh, they certainly didn't look very strong tonight. Well, come on, let's get to the shower.
Just a minute, Ben. Hold it up.
Well, the coach is calling us, Frank. He wants us over there at the bench.
Let's see what this is all about.
Come on, boss. Let's get over there.
That was a good game, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. All right, Ben. You can go down to those showers in a minute. First, I want to congratulate all of you on a nice game.
Oh, that Illinois team was a cinch, Coach. We could have run up 20 more points on them.
Bruce is right, Coach. They never extended it.
I know it. And I don't like
it. Huh?
What
do you mean, sir?
Well, for one thing, I don't want you to forget that this championship is decided by the best 2 out of 3 games.
Oh, don't worry, Coach. We'll win tomorrow, too. There won't be any third game.
That's right.
Now, wait a minute. Not so fast. This team you just played was off their game. Anyone could see that. They missed at least 10 sure baskets, and you fellas couldn't miss if you wanted to tonight.
Oh, Coach.
Oh, the coach is right. We were getting some pretty lucky shots in there.
Oh, we'll beat them every time, lucky or not, Frank. Don't forget, we haven't lost a game all season.
I'm not forgetting that for a minute, man. But that's the very thing that has me worried. Your luck is bound to turn on you sooner or later.
Oh, Coach.
Especially if you begin to get swelled heads.
Oh, forget it, Coach. Like Bart says, we can beat that team every night of the week. How about it, fellas?
All right.
You win. When a team gets to feeling cocky, there isn't much a coach can do. But all I've got to say is that you'd better win that game tomorrow night. I've got a feeling you're taking yourselves right out of the championship by talking too much. Now, go ahead. Get to your showers.
Have time to order dessert, Frank?
Well, I...
Oh, sure, Enzo. Why not? How about a baked Alaska?
Bart.
Well,
we don't want to make you late for the basketball game.
Oh, I should say not. You've just got to win the game tonight.
Oh, don't worry about that, Elsie. We'll beat Illinois again, in spite of what the coach says.
You mean the coach doesn't think you'll win?
Oh, he expects us to, naturally. He's worried, though, about the team feeling overconfident.
Well, I don't see how you can help feeling sure of yourselves after the way you beat Illinois last night. Do you, Enzo?
Well, of course not. You'll win easily, and I don't see any harm in admitting it, no matter what the coach says.
Besides, you just have to win so you can go with Enzo and me tomorrow.
Go with you tomorrow? Well, what's this all about?
Well, naturally, if you win this game tonight, you'll be the champions, and there won't have to be any game tomorrow. Isn't that right?
Oh, sure, Elsie, but...
It's very simple. It's about my father and the tropical moon.
The what?
The tropical moon. It's a riverboat, naturally.
A riverboat. Do you know what this is all about, Frank?
I'm afraid I'm in over my depth, too.
I'd better explain it, Elsie.
Please.
All right, Enzo. Tell them about my father.
You see, Captain Bellwood has been inspecting an old excursion boat named the Tropical Moon, which is moored up the river just above Ansonia.
Oh. Well, now it's beginning to make sense. And he wants Elsie to pick him up tomorrow, is that it?
That's right, Frank. Enzo and I were going to drive up in the carriage and, We thought, well, maybe you and Bart could come up with us.
It's a nice drive, Frank, and you might enjoy going over the old riverboat.
Oh, sounds interesting. What do you say, Bart?
Well, you bet. Count me in.
There. I told you they'd like to go in, sir.
Provided, of course, we win tonight's game and don't have to play tomorrow night.
Oh, that. Don't even bother thinking about it.
Well, there's always a chance, you know.
Oh, come on, Frank. You're beginning to sound as gloomy as the coach. We'll walk away with tonight's game, and you know it. As for the trip tomorrow, Elsie, you can count us in right now.
Oh, good. Then everything's settled.
Oh, not quite, Insa. There's our waiter, and we still haven't ordered dessert.
Tough luck, Frank. It was a nice try for the ball.
Oh, what a break. I think that was my last personal.
I'm afraid it was. Look, there's the scorer waving you
off. Oh, fine. It's not bad enough being 8 points down. Now we have to finish the game without Frank.
Oh, never mind, Jang. You can still beat them. If he misses this foul shot, get the rebound and start taking some long set shots.
All right, 22, off the court.
Right away, ref. Now go ahead, Jang. Get that ball.
Oh, we'll make it, Frank. Come on, fellas. Let's get this rebound.
For the love of heaven, Frank, what was the matter with you out there?
Oh, wait, sir. Here's the foul shot.
Oh, made it.
Oh, now we're 9 points down. How much time left, sir?
Less than a minute. I warned you fellas, but you wouldn't listen to me. You knew you had only one personal left. Why did you take chances?
I had to, sir. The way Illinois was freezing the ball, we had to do something.
Oh, that's just great. Now you're out of the game and we haven't a prayer.
Oh, it's not over yet, Coach. We pulled out of closer ones than this.
Maybe so, but you weren't sitting on the bench with five personal fouls. Come on! Get that jump ball! Show a little life for a change!
Attaboy, Bart! Go after that ball! 2 points will tie him!
5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. No!
That's the way. No! Shoot, Bart, shoot. It looks good.
1 second.
Oh, listen.
That's the ball game. 48 to 46.
Oh, gosh, I thought sure you'd tie it up in the last second.
Oh, that's the trouble with the whole team. You thought you couldn't possibly lose. All right, Ben, over here on the double.
Come on.
Okay. Oh, it's my fault, Frank. I should have made that shot.
Forget it, Bart. You did everything you could.
Oh, if only you hadn't fouled out.
All right, men. Quiet down. Now then, how does it feel to take a licking? Not so good, huh? Well, you had it coming to you. No one would listen to me. You couldn't believe Illinois could play that well, could you?
They fooled us, all right, Coach.
I'll say they fooled you. And that's nothing to what's going to happen tomorrow night. Unless I see a few changes of attitude around here.
Oh, we've changed our attitude already, Coach.
I hope so, but I'm not taking anybody's word for it. The whole squad reports to the gym at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for a special practice session.
For how long, Coach?
For as long as I think you need it. All day, if necessary.
All day?
And one more thing. Anybody who misses the practice session or is late for the game tomorrow night is off the squad. Not only that, I'll see that they're out of sports in Yale for the rest of the year. Now, is that clear to everybody?
Yes, right, sir.
All right. That's all. Get to the showers.
Well, that's clear, all right. Boy, I feel terrible about this, Frank.
And so do I. But the coach is right. Well, we all had it coming to us. And if we don't wake up, we'll lose tomorrow night, too.
I know. Well, this cancels out our trip for tomorrow.
Trip? Oh, forgotten all about it. Well, Inza and Elsie will just have to go alone, that's all.
I hope they don't have any trouble.
Oh, they shouldn't have. Inza knows the way, and if the weather stays as mild as it is now, they should make it easily. But, come on. Let's get dressed.
Do we have to drive, Inza?
Almost another hour.
Oh, but I wish this snow flurry would stop.
hard to see where we're going.
I'm not so sure. It's just a flurry. Look how hard it's coming down. Ground's getting covered already.
But it can't be a real snowstorm. It's too late in the season, isn't it?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, my goodness. I hope we don't get lost or anything.
Oh, we won't, Elsie. I know these roads perfectly. It'll be all right as long as the snow doesn't get too deep for the carriage.
Oh, dear, I wish Bart and Frank were along.
So do I.
Wasn't that horrible about the game? I nearly died.
I felt badly about it, too. I just couldn't believe they'd lose.
Well, I think it was downright mean of them to put Frank out of the game just when they needed him most. If the truth were known, I'll bet that referee was an Illinois rooter.
I doubt that, Elsie. You heard what the boys said after the game. They deserved to lose.
Well, maybe so. But I still think it's a shame they had to spoil their record that way.
Well, they can still win the championship if they beat Illinois tonight.
Yes, but now they couldn't come on the trip with us, and we'll probably get lost and maybe freeze to death, and all because that referee, like Illinois, that is a nail.
Easy, boy. Oh. Easy, boy.
Oh, goodness. What happened?
Oh, the horse slipped. Going's getting bad, Elsie. Only the snow was stuck.
Maybe we better turn back.
Oh, we can't do that. Father's out there on that boat, and he's expecting us to get him. Besides, we've already come over halfway.
Well, what do you think we better do?
Well, if this doesn't let up soon, we'll be stuck. We really need a sleigh on these back roads.
Oh.
Especially if the snow gets much deeper.
Where in the world would we ever get a sleigh?
Well, there's a country store about a half mile up the road here.
Oh.
If the snow keeps up, we'll stop there and see if they have a sleigh they'll rent us.
But what if they don't?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, they have a telephone there. If so, we'll just have to call Frank and Bart to help.
Oh, look out, Inspector.
He nearly went down that time. Easy, old boy.
I don't think we can go much longer in the carriage, you know.
No, you're right. It's really getting worse all the time. We can get as far as that country store.
Oh, we've got to. Oh, dear, I could just throttle that referee.
Try that long set shot again, Bart.
All right. Here goes.
Nice one. You got your scoring eye now.
Here, you try one.
Right. Watch it.
Ah, oh, beauty. I hope the coach saw it.
Well, the whole team's shooting well now. Good thing he called this station. It's doing us a lot of good.
All right, men. That'll do.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good workout.
Just a minute, men. Before you go, I want to tell you, the whole squad looked good today. Now, don't forget, only a real champion can snap back after a defeat. I happen to think you men are made of that kind of stuff. And I expect you to play the game of your lives tonight. What do you say?
You bet we will, Coach.
That's right, bet, sir.
That's the spirit. All right, now, get dressed.
Well, let's go, Frank.
Right with you.
Oh, Merriwell.
Oh, yes, Coach. Wait up, Bart.
All right.
While you were practicing, one of the students brought this message for you from Connecticut Hall.
Oh, for me? What is it, Coach?
Well, I didn't look at it. I believe he said it was a telephone message. Here, it's on this slip of paper.
Telephone message? That's strange. Oh, thank you, sir.
Don't mention it. See you on court tonight.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, what is it, Frank?
Hey, listen to this. Inza Burge called. She and her friend are marooned in the snowstorm in the general store at Mill Run Crossroads.
What?
Could you reach them with a sleigh? We'll wait for you.
Inza and Elsie. Can we get to them in a sleigh, Frank?
I don't see why not. It's snowing pretty hard outside, but we could hire a team of horses to pull it. That should do the trick.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Mill Run Crossroad. That's quite a way from here. Do we have time?
We've got to find time, that's all. Unless the snow is worse than I think it is, we should make it all right.
Well, if we don't, we'll be in a real mess. You heard what the coach said after the game last night.
Oh, we can't leave Inza and Elsie marooned out there, to say nothing of Elsie's father.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about him. He's really marooned on that riverboat. Come on, what are we waiting for?
I can't tell you how grateful we are to you for coming out here, Frank. Elsie and I were really beginning to worry.
We certainly were. The carriage was absolutely helpless in the snow.
It's a good thing we brought along a team of horses instead of just one.
Mm. Yes, the going's pretty rough, all right. It's getting worse all the time.
We nearly reached the river now, though. Get through the Captain Bellwood and start right back.
Well, we're not going to make you late for your game, are we, Bart?
Oh, no. We've got enough time, Elsie.
Oh, good.
I hope so, at least.
Sure we have. Once we get Captain Bellwood, we can turn around and head straight back for New Haven.
Isn't the snow getting worse all the time?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, it's maddening. It has no business snowing like this in March. Why, it's practically spring.
Oh, wait, Frank. Better slow up. This hill leads right down to the river, and it's pretty steep.
Right. Easy there, now.
Oh,
watch it.
Oh.
Look out, Frank. He's slipping. Oh.
Steady, boy.
Ah. He's down. The other one's rearing.
Frank, that's it.
Here's the help. Jump. We're going over.
Look out!
Are you all right?
Horses.
Quick, Bart. Help me cut them loose. Steady there now. Easy. Easy. There's one of them.
I'll get the other one, Frank. Oh, boy. Oh.
Are the horses all right?
Oh, they are now, Elsie. That was a close one. Let's get that sleigh righted and hitched up again. We can't afford to waste time.
Oh, wait a minute, Bart. Look here.
Oh.
What?
It snapped.
Oh.
We're not going to hitch up this sleigh again.
What a mess.
Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do?
Well, fortunately, we're just a little away from the boat. At least we can make the rest of the way on foot without much trouble.
But the sleigh, Frank, it's broken. How are you going to get back to New Haven in time?
Well, that's something we'll have to figure out. Come on, Bart. Help me lead the horses. We've got to find Captain Bellwood.
Here we are. Little of this hot tea will fix you up.
But, Father, don't you understand? Frank and Bart simply have to get back to New Haven in time for the game.
That's right, Captain Bellwood. We can't waste a minute.
What do you aim to do, walk back?
Oh, no, sir, we can't do that. We never get there in time through that blizzard.
And you can't use the sleigh. It's broken.
What about the horses? Couldn't you and Bart ride them, Frank?
Well, that wouldn't be any better than walking in this snow, Elsie.
Oh.
Besides, one of them pulled up lame.
Well, then as far as I can see, there isn't much you can do but drink this hot tea. Come on now, help yourself.
I guess you're right, sir. This tastes good, all right.
Of course it does. It'll warm you up in no time.
Oh, I feel terrible about this, Frank. You and Bart are going to be stuck here on this boat instead of playing in the game.
Well, the worst part of it is we'll probably be banned from sports for the rest of the year.
Bart, they wouldn't dare do that, would they?
I'm afraid they would, Elsie. Oh, if we only had some way of getting through this blizzard.
Oh, wait a minute. Captain Bellwood, You've been inspecting this boat. Is it in good condition?
You bet she is. Sound as a dollar. Uh-huh. Say, you're not thinking what I am, are you?
Yes, sir. If we could get down to the Sound, we could make New Haven in about an hour, couldn't we?
Hey, that's a thought. How about it? Could we make it, Captain?
It might if there was any coal on board, but there isn't. I don't see how we could fire the boilers.
How about wood?
Yeah. Yes, it might work. Wouldn't need too much pressure going downstream all the way.
But where can we find the wood, Frank?
Oh, that's easy enough, lad. We're going to convert the boat anyway, so all the wooden bunks will have to come out. We could burn them.
If you think it might work, sir?
Well, now, I can navigate her as well as anyone on the coast. If you two boys keep her stoked up with wood...
Oh, we'll take care of that part, sir, if you tell us what to do.
I'll do that, all right. You boys got into this mess on account of me. I'll get you out of it and back to your game on time or bust a boiler trying.
Well, what do we do first, sir?
Start tearing out these wooden bunks. We can begin right here.
Then let's go.
Well, can't Elsie and I do something, Captain Bellwood?
You bet your sweet life you can. Take those fire axes and start swinging them. We need all the help we can get.
Oh, good. Come on, Inza. Ever since I was a little girl, I've had a secret desire to break up furniture. Hand me an axe.
Here's some more wood, Frank.
Good. We need it. Look at that pressure. We're not making any time at all.
Oh, I'll keep on chopping wood as long as it lasts.
That's about all we can do. Now, here, let's get this into the boiler.
Fire's going pretty well now. Think we'll make it in time?
Just barely. Nothing else happens to us.
I wish Inz and Elsie'd come back from the bridge. I'd like to find out what Captain Bellwood thinks about our chances.
So would I, Bart. Here, let's have some more of that wood. Oh,
coming up.
Well, that does it. All right, come on. Let's get some more chop.
Right.
Well, we're back. Captain Bellwood wants to know if you can't get up any more pressure, Frank.
Well, we're doing our best. What kind of headway are we making?
Father says he's worried about the ice.
Ice? You mean there's ice in the river now?
Oh, yes, you should see it. It's getting harder to push through it all the time.
Oh, that's great. All we need now is to get icebound out here in the middle of the river.
Is he really worried about it, Ensign? Any chance that it'll hold us up?
I'm afraid so, Frank. He says if the ice gets much thicker, we'll just have to heave, too.
Oh, we can't do that, Inza. We've got to get to New Haven by 7 o'clock or we're really in trouble.
Well, the only answer is to build up this pressure so we can make more speed. Now, come on, everybody start breaking up that wood. We're going to put everything we can lay our hands on into that boiler.
Right.
Come on, Inza. Here are some benches we haven't chopped up yet.
That's the stuff. Keep chopping. Yeah.
Look, wait. We hit something.
Oh, what happened? Do we run aground?
Quick, Bart. Stop the engine.
I've got it.
Well, what happened, Frank?
We're not going to sink, are we?
Oh, we ran into something, that's certain.
Help me turn off these valves. That's the way. Yeah. Now, come on. Let's get up on deck and find out what's going on.
There we are. Look down over the bow.
Gosh, Frank, look at that ice.
Oh, no wonder we stopped with such a jolt.
Oh, this is awful. We'll never get them to New Haven on time.
Any damage to the bow, Captain?
No, lucky for us. We could have stove her in for sure the way we hit. I couldn't tell from the bridge that it was that thick.
Well, now what, Frank? Looks like we're licked.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Look up ahead. We're almost to the sound, and that's free of ice.
All right, that's true enough. If we could only get through this next 100 yards or so, we'd be all right.
Well, but how about reversing the engine so that we can get a good start and then just ram our way through?
Sure. Couldn't we do that, Captain?
No, boys. I couldn't take that chance. This old tub wasn't made for ice breaking. We'd knock a hole in the bow the first time we tried it.
Well, you'd think they'd make those things out of iron or something so you could break ice when you had to.
Oh, that's silly, Elsie. In the first
place... Now, wait! Maybe it isn't so silly. Captain Bellwood, if we could reinforce the bow with iron or steel, do you think we could force our way through this ice field?
Why, yes, I reckon so. But that's easier said than done.
Sure, Frank. Where are you going to get any iron for it?
Well, how about this heavy anchor chain?
Huh?
That should be enough to protect the bow, shouldn't it, sir?
Why, yes, I believe it would. But how are we going to get it to cover the bow?
That's just what I've been working on. Now, look, there are stanchions on either side here. Give me a hand with this chain.
Oh, right. Good and heavy.
Yeah, that's it. On one end, around this stanchion. Now, if we loop the chain down around the prow under the water line and loop it around this other stanchion, we'll have our battering ram started. Lower it, Bart. That's it.
Now, I've got this end. She's looped around the stanchion. Now what?
Well, that's all very well, Frank, but it only protects a small part of the bow beneath the waterline. What about the rest of it?
We've got plenty of chain, sir. Now, all we have to do is keep making those loops in front of the prow, one loop above the other, until we have a solid mass of chain protecting it.
Do you really think it'll work?
Well, I don't understand what they're doing, but I bet it will.
George, it might at that. That's a mighty clever stunt, Frank.
I'll say it is. It might save our necks.
Come on, Bart. Let's get the rest of this chain draped over the bow. We'll have to hustle to make it.
Here we go, Frank. The last load of wood.
I hope we've got up enough pressure to get through that ice.
Oh, what's holding Captain Bellwood? Why doesn't he signal us to start the engines? We can't afford to waste any more time.
Oh, there it goes. 4 feet ahead. Now we'll see.
I hope that chain idea of yours works, Frank.
We'll soon know. We should hit the ice field any second.
Here's hoping.
Here we go. The ice hasn't stopped us yet.
Well, that's the speaking tube. I'll get it. Here we are, Captain.
Have you got the pressure up as high as you'll go?
Yes, sir. Every ounce as we can get with this wood.
Ask him how it looks on the bridge.
How does it look, sir?
Tell Frank his idea is working like a charm. We're halfway through the field already.
You hear that, Frank?
You bet I did. But come away from that tube now and help me keep this fire going.
Browning, how do you feel?
Oh, fine, Coach. We'll take Illinois tonight.
That's what you said last night, if you remember.
Yes, sir, but this is different. The team isn't overconfident now. They just feel they're going to win.
That's more like it. You fellas can take them if you play your best game. Now, where is Merriwell?
I've some things to talk over with him.
Well, Frank, why, well, he should be around here somewhere.
I don't see him. Yes, and come to think of it, I don't see Hodge either. Do you know anything about this, Browning?
No, sir. But maybe Frank got dressed before I got here. There's his locker. You could take a look.
Yes, I'll do that.
Now I think it over, I don't remember seeing either one of them in Cummins this evening.
His uniform is still in here. What's this piece of paper? Well, I'll be...
What is it, Coach?
That blasted telephone message I gave him this morning. I knew I should have read that before I gave it to him.
What is it, Coach? Something wrong?
Oh, no. Oh, no, nothing is wrong, Browning. Everything is just dandy. Except that Merriwell and Hart just snowbound someplace out in the country.
Snowbound? Good night.
Don't let a little thing like that worry you, Browning. All it means is we lose the championship.
What a break. But maybe they'll still show up, sir.
They'd better make it before the start of the game, because if they don't, they're out of all sports for the rest of the year.
But, Coach...
I made that rule, and there are going to be no exceptions to it. Now, come on. Get the rest of the team and get out on the court. We've just time to warm up.
Yes, sir.
Here we are, Coach. Oh, come on, Bart, get into those uniforms.
Very well.
Hodge. I'm sorry, sir. We nearly broke our necks. Get here. We only
Never
know...
Never mind the explanations now. You'll need your win for the game. Get dressed, both of you, and get out there.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what you've been doing, but you can thank your lucky stars you weren't a minute later. Otherwise, you'd be watching this game from the balcony.
Tied at 49 all and less than a minute to play.
Oh, dear. If they can only get the ball away from Illinois.
Well, look out for that Illinois center. Get the ball, Frank. Get it. That's away.
Now what happened?
Foul on 22 of Yale. One
foul. Oh, dear. They called a foul on Frank.
I told you. It's that awful referee. He just wants Illinois to win.
Well, maybe they'll miss the shot. Watch.
I'm sorry, gang. That was my fault.
Oh, you couldn't help it, Frank. We had to get our hands on the ball somewhere.
How much time left?
About 10 seconds. Now, we've got to get the ball on this center jump.
Well, that's not so easy. The Illinois center's a giant.
Ready, Yale? Ready, Illinois?
Here we go.
Come on, let's get in there.
They got it. Illinois has it. Come on, force them. They're going to try to score.
What's your man, Bruce? He's passing to your man, Frank.
Look out. It's our last chance.
Watch it, Frank. Don't follow him.
He got it. He stole the ball.
Frank. Frank, you're in the clear. Run.
Get it away, Frank. The game's ending.
Here goes.
You did it, Frank. A perfect layup. Atta boy. Yale wins. Yale wins.
What a victory celebration.
Isn't it wonderful? Just imagine, Yale is the intercollegiate basketball champion.
Yes, and in spite of that awful referee, too.
You boys did a fine job. I'm proud of every one of you. But, Frank, look here. You didn't finish telling me how you and Bart got to the game on time. After you tried that ice-breaking stunt down on the river, what happened then?
Well, from then on, sir, it was all Captain Bellwood. He got every possible ounce of speed out of that old tub.
Oh, don't forget, we helped too, Frank. Why, Inz and I chopped more wood than a couple of lumberjacks.
We certainly did. My hands are still blistered.
It was a rough trip. But I take my hat off to you, Frank. That stunt with the anchor chain was the thing that really saved us.
I'll say. If we'd been a few minutes longer, we'd be out of sports for the rest of the year.
And frankly, Yale would have been out of luck. Well, it all worked out for the best.
Aye, it did. Even to get in the old Tropical Moon back to New Haven for renovation.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Father.
Yes, Elsie?
The next time Inz and I go for a sail on your boat, we'll bring that old referee and make him chop the wood.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell returns in another of his celebrated exploits. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe, Bart is Hal Studa, and Inza is Elaine Ross. Original music is by Paul Taubman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch, and the entire production is under the direction of Ed King. This is Mel Brand speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.